tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. And I hope wherever you are in the world, wherever you are watching from, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep you in the best of health and iman. And mashallah, in today's program, we are going to discuss that there is none like our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and truly indeed there is none like him. Allahu Akbar. And I'm not alone in the studio. I'm in the company of our colleague Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Madani Hafizahullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
How are you doing, Azur?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing fine, Maulana Sahab. How are you keeping?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. This is the beautiful subject of discussion, and that there is actually none like the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, with regards to Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam going around the world and still finding there is none like the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there is none like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says, yahi bole sidra wale chamane jahan ke thale sabhi maine chhan dale tere paaye ka na paaya tujhe yak ne yak banaya
Allah
tujhe hai khudaya. Meaning, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unique, the creator, he has created only one beautiful Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Similarly, alhamdulillah, there is another poet, he says very beautifully, Sayyidi, अब मेरी निगाहों में जचता नहीं कोई नहीं कोई अब मेरी निगाहों में अब मेरी निगाहों में जचता नहीं कोई जैसे मेरे सरकार है ऐसा नहीं कोई नहीं कोई जैसे मेरे सरकार है ऐसा नहीं कोई तुम सा तो हसी आँख ने तो हंसी आँख ने देखा नहीं कोई ये शान लताफत है कि साया नहीं कोई अब मेरी निगाहों में जचता नहीं कोई जैसे मेरे सरकार है ऐसा नहीं कोई एजाज ये हासिल है तो हासिल है जमी को एजाज ये हासिल है तो हासिल है जमी को अफलाक पे तो गुम्बदे खजरा नहीं कोई नहीं कोई अफलाक पे तो गुम्बदे खजरा नहीं कोई नहीं कोई जैसे मेरे सरकार है सरकार की रहमत ने मगर खूब नवाजा सरकार की रहमत ने मगर खूब नवाजा। ये सच है कि खालिद सा निकम्मा नहीं कोई जैसे मेरे सरकार है वैसा नहीं कोई नहीं कोई जैसे मेरे सरकार है। صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم سيدي الحمد لله truly there is none like Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and let's inshallah send durood and salawat in the court of that one and only unique Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم for he has said the person closest to me on the day of judgment will be that person who would have recited the most salawat upon me subhanallah. So let's recite together sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are making the dhikr of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's mention some of the virtues of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Actually, these are his unique virtues that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon him. That number one, the miracles, the miracles of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are more than the miracles of all the blessed Anbiya alayhim salam. According to one opinion, there are 60,000 miracles in the Holy Quran alone, subhanallah. In addition to them, there are also 3,000 more miracles. And in fact, the miracles of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are countless, are beyond comprehension and beyond the limits of counting. Subhanallah. So this is the case of only the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidi. And this is unique to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the shair very beautifully says, Aache khuba hama darand do tanha dari, meaning whatever the other pious predecessors, Anbiya, they had, the qualities, the virtues that they had had, including their miracles, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam single-handedly has all of them, subhanallah, and more. Allahu Akbar. Say this, so when it comes to the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we've just read that the Holy Quran, it includes 60,000 miracles. Subhanallah. And besides that, there are 3,000 more miracles. And Allah knows best how many other miracles are there, subhanallah. The Quran is that miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that its miracles will continue to unfold. Therefore, we cannot count the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Quran is such a miracle that every year or every few years, you'll hear some scientific studies has proven the Quranic concept, subhanallah. And these are the miracles of the Holy Quran. They continue to unfold and they will keep on happening and unfolding until the day of judgment. Yet another great miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is if we can recall the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which wasn't granted to anyone besides him, subhanallah. Besides that, splitting of the moon in two halves, subhanallah, returning the sun that had already set, Allahu Akbar. And like that, there are so many miracles, Sayyidi, alhamdulillah. We would love you to shed some light on the miracles of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that can actually strengthen our iman.
As you've mentioned, you know, that the miracles that were granted to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are countless. And you know, one out of the many miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that when he would place his hand on top of the head of a bald person, the person who has no hair, when he would place his hand on the on that person's head, hair would start to grow on that person. Subhanallah. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would plant a seed, then immediately that seed, it would grow and turn into a tree. And on top of that, that same year, that same tree will bear fruits.
Allahu Akbar.
So many, you know, miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we cannot even, you know, count all of them. One such miracle when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived into this world, when he was just, you know, a baby. At that time, the toys of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the moon. You know, when in whichever direction he would move his fingers, that moon would be moving in that direction also. Subhanallah.
Chaand jhuk jata jidhar ungli uthate mehd mein. Chaand jhuk jata jidhar ungli uthate mehd mein. Kya hi chalta tha isharo par khilona noor ka. Subh taiba mein hui batta hai bada noor ka. Sadqa lene noor ka aya hai tara noor ka.
Subhanallah, we are discussing the blessings of that Noor of Allah, subhanallah. As he was made of Noor, he is the Noor of Allah. Therefore, the toy that he had also was a toy that emanates light, meaning in the light of the moon, subhanallah. Right. That was his toy, Allahu Akbar. And this beautiful narration that you have mentioned with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam playing with the moon, and sometimes the moon would play with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's also mentioned that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be troubled, the moon would calm him down. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. And these were the reports of Sayyidina Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abbas was the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And like that, the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are actually countless. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, to sum it up, he says, Subhanallah. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the same naat, the Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, the opening couplet, Sabse aula wala hamara Nabi, that is also exclusive to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created anyone as honorable as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the most superior among all creation. Al-Hazrat says,
Khalq se awliya, awliya se rusul. Khalq se awliya, awliya se rusul. Aur rasoolon se aala hamara nabi. Sabse aula wala hamara nabi. Sabse bala wala hamara nabi.
Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that the awliya, they are more superior to the rest of the creation. Khalq se awliya. And then the anbiya, awliya se rusul. Meaning, and then the messengers and the prophets, they are more superior to the awliya. Aur rasoolo se ala hamara nabi. And the most superior of all the prophets is the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Sayyidi, free from every type of minor and major sins before and after the declaration of prophethood. Committing any sin is not possible for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, deliberately, mistakenly, apparently, inwardly, secretly, openly, seriously, harmoniously, happily and angrily, in any state. He was free from any defects, subhanallah. As Sayyidina Hassan ibn Sabit radiallahu ta'ala, who says, خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. That you were born free from any defect, every defect. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. And you were created in a state as if you would have wanted to be created like that.
Allah,
subhanallah. Allah. And it is stated further in Zurqani al-Mawahib that, in other words, committing sins is not possible for him in any type of situation. The same applies to all the other Anbiya, subhanAllah, they all are Mahsumeen, like the angels, Allahu Akbar. And in the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is something unique to the personality of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because there is none who's called or who's regarded as the seal of prophethood besides the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He is Khatamun Nabiyyin. That is, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has made him the final prophet, putting an end to Nubuwwah. No new prophet could come neither during nor after the era of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that has been substantiated in Bahari Shariat, as the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is that when the verse was revealed, Khatam al-Nabiyyin, where the term Khatam al-Nabiyyin was mentioned, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. So to explain that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned its meaning, that it means la nabiyya ba'di, there will be no prophet after me. And this has been mentioned in different verses of the Holy Quran and many blessed hadith. Subhanallah, Sayyidi Al-Hazrat has actually accumulated over 100 ahadith proving the finality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there was a seal of prophethood between both of the blessed shoulders of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, equal to the size of a pigeon's egg. And this seal was apparently reddish and raised a part of the flesh. If the seal of prophethood was seen from below, it read Wahdahu la sharika lah. And if it was seen from above, it read Tawajjah haythu kunta fa innaka mansur. It was called the seal of prophethood for the reason that it was declared in the previous divinely revealed books to be the sign that the Holy Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final prophet at the time of his blessed demise. This blessed seal disappeared. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Monk Bahira, whom we mention in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he embraced Islam after seeing the same seal of prophethood. Allahu Akbar. Since this seal was the sign of the end of prophethood and Khatam al-Nabiyyin, no other Nabi was blessed with this miracle of having a seal of the final prophethood. Subhanallah, that was unique to the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
And another unique miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his own blessed eyes. And no other prophet had this opportunity. You know, it was only exclusive to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we learn from the Holy Quran, when Musa alayhi salam wanted to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam, لَن تَرَانِي. O Musa, you cannot see me. And here we have Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who without even asking, saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah. Sayyidi, that was the unique stature of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the court of Allah, that nobody had been this close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows best what was the situation at the time. Allahu Akbar. And what was the place like? Because it is unlike any place. La Makkah. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from space and time. And here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes in the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees Allah azza wa jal and hears his kalam. Subhanallah.
And that too without any means.
Without any means. Allahu Akbar. And here Sayyidi Al-Azhar says, Kisko dekha ye Musa se puche koi, aankh walon ki himmat pe laakhon salam.
Subhanallah.
And in another beautiful couplet, he says that Tabarakallah shan teri, tujhi ko zeba hai be niyazi, kahin to wo josh lantarani, kahin taqaze wisal ke the.
Allah.
He says, glory be to Allah. Tabarakallah shan teri, tujhi ko zeba hai be niyazi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is carefree. Kahin to wo josh lantarani. Then he recalls the incident of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, which is recorded in the Holy Quran. Right. When Musa alayhi salam insisted upon seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi arini. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Lan tarani, that you cannot see me. Allahu Akbar. Here, that was the response for Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Right. And on the other hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, without even requesting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is awaiting his arrival. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. So, kahin to wo, josh lan tarani, kahin taqaze, wisal ke the. All the glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the verse of Mi'raj Sharif starts with the glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanalladhi asra.
Subhanallah.
So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to travel within seconds, we can't even say seconds, Allah knows best, but when he returned, the link on the door was still hanging, was still shaking. The bed was still warm, subhanallah. And in this short period of time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to travel from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, then from Masjid al-Aqsa to all the places, heaven and hell, and through all the places up until La Makkah, subhanallah, where it was above all the heavens, in the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a message that nobody knows. فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept this meeting of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and himself a secret. That secret is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And nobody was granted this opportunity and this stature in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be in such proximity and to have a look at the divine being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his divine manifestation. And the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the wisest among all creation. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Aimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he explains this phenomenon.
Right.
And he says that the intellect of a prophet of Allah compared to the rest of the creation is many folds.
Right.
And the intellect of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is many folds combined the intellect of all the prophets and all the creation, subhanallah.
Allah.
And that is the intellect of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Wahb ibn Munabbih rahimahullah ta'ala itabi, he says that in 71 books I have read that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the wisest person among all the people and has the best opinion. And according to a narration, it was written in all these books that if the intellect which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon all people from the beginning of the world until the end is compared with the blessed intellect of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the intellect of all the people will be like a particle of sand in contrast to the sand of the entire world.
Allah.
Subhanallah. That is the intellect of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some Islamic scholars have narrated that there are total 100 parts of intellect, out of which 99 parts have been bestowed upon the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whereas only one part has been given to all the believers. After narrating it, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated that if it is said that there are total 1,000 parts of intellect, out of which 999 have been bestowed upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one part is given to all the people, then it is also possible, because the miracles of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have been proven in a very huge number. So whatever is said regarding his divinely bestowed superiority is correct.
Allah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And you know, Munasab, we read in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not possess a shadow. And definitely, everyone else, they possess a shadow. And not once, you know, a fly sat on the blessed body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, definitely. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he was free from any defect, a fly would sit on places which are unclean. And the blessed body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the master of all those who are pure. Subhanallah. So how could a fly ever sit on the blessed body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And when it comes to him not having a shadow,
right,
Sayyidi Ala mentions and explains this phenomenon very beautifully. He says that a shadow does not cast its own shadow.
Right.
And he is the shade of Allah's mercy.
Allah.
Subhanallah. He is the manifestation of the divine manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he is the shadow, then a shadow can't cast another shadow. Subhanallah. Yes. Therefore, he says, Saya ka saya na hota hai na saya noor ka.
Allah.
Just like a shadow doesn't have a shadow, light also doesn't cast a shadow. Until you place an object in front of the light, and then
you'll get
the shadow will be that of that object,
right,
not of the light itself. Light itself doesn't cast a shadow. Subhanallah. So it was the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, he never casted a shadow. Subhanallah. Listen, inshallah, azza wa jal, listen to a beautiful kalam, Sayyidi, on that shadowless Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this kalam is, alhamdulillah, very near and dear to me. And it is recited by the Muballigh of Da'wat Islami, Saptar Attari Sallamhul Bari, inshallah azza wa jal. As-salam ya nabi as-salam. Let's inshallah listen to this kalam, and after that we'll return and continue with our topic of discussion. Sallu ala al-habib
sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
As-salam ya nabi, as-salam ya nabi, as-salam ya nabi, ya nabi, as-salam. As-salam ya nabi, as-salam ya nabi, as-salam ya nabi, ya nabi,
रब के प्यारे राज दुलारे, तुम हो हमारे हम हैं तुम्हारे। रब के प्यारे राज दुलारे, तुम हो हमारे हम हैं तुम्हारे। वाले तुम पर लाखों सलाम।
अस्सलाम या नबी, अस्सलाम या नबी, अस्सलाम या नबी, या नबी, अस्सलाम। अस्सलाम या नबी, अस्सलाम या नबी, या नबी, अस्सलाम।
दे दिए तुमको अपने खजाने, रब्बे इज्जत रब्बे उलाने। दे दिए तुमको अपने खजाने, रब्बे इज्जत रब्बे उलाने। दोनों जहां की वाले तुम पर लाखों सलाम। अस्सलामु
अलैका
मुस्तफा, मुस्तफा,
مصطفى مصطفى منبع للصفا سيد الأنبياء مشعل في الوفا تستفيد فيه للجفا مدفا
مصطفى مصطفى منبع للصفا سيد الأنبياء مشعل في الوفا كان في يطفيه لليتامى دفا حن قلبي له فاض شوقا إلي ليس أرجو سوى شربة من يدي الصلاة علي والسلام علي لسماء تقى فأتى بالنقاب غدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا ہے سفارا سب حور و ملک اور غلمہ خلد سجاتے گئے ایک دھوم گئے عرش اعظم پر مہمان خدا کے آتے ہیں عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا خلوت والے جلوت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
قمرون 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 سیدنا النبی قمرون وجمیل سیدنا النبی وجمیل
وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي
الله الله
وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي
الله الله
وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي
الله الله
وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي
الله الله
وأمن بالوغا كل العباد وأمن بالوغا كل العباد وأمن بالوغا كل العباد حبيب الله يا خير البرايا
قمرون 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 سيدنا النبي قمرون وجمیل سیدنا النبی وجمیل
بو جہل لئی کلمہ پڑھتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہا سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا آقا کا فرمان ہوا اور فضل رحمان ہوا مٹھی سے کنکر بولا لا الہ الا اللہ
حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ
بو جہل لئی کلمہ پڑھتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہا پردوں والی صورت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
مولایا صلی وسلم دائماً ابداً على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي صلي علي يا ربي سلم علي يا ربي صلي علي صلوات الله علي مولايا صلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ, نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ, اے چمکیلی رنگت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام.
السلام علیکہ یا رسول اللہ, السلام علیکہ یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ, السلام علیکہ یا رسول اللہ, السلام علیکہ یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ یا رسول اللہ.
رقت عینائی شوقا ولطیبۃ ذرفت عشقا, فاتیت الی حبیبی فاهدأ یا قلب ورفقا, صلی علی محمد.
السلام علیکہ یا رسول اللہ, السلام علیکہ یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ, السلام علیکہ یا رسول اللہ, السلام علیکہ یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ یا رسول اللہ.
انت نور اللہ فجرا, جئت بعد العسر یسرا, ربنا علاک قدرا, یا ختام الانبیاء, ایوہ المختار فینا, زادنا الحب حنینا, جئتنا بالخیر دینا, یا ختام المرسلین, یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ, یا نبی سلام علیکہ, یا رسول سلام علیکہ, یا حبیب سلام علیکہ, صلوات اللہ علیکہ, یا نبی سلام علیکہ, یا رسول سلام علیکہ, یا حبیب سلام علیکہ, صلوات اللہ علیکہ.
صلو علی الحبیب
صلی اللہ
تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویورز, سبحان اللہ, وی ہیو بین لسننگ ٹو دس میلوڈیس کلام ان دی پریز آف دی بیلوڈ حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, اینڈ ناؤ کنٹینیوئنگ ود آور سبجیکٹ میٹر, دیٹ از دیر از نن لائک آور پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سیدی, ٹرولی یونیک از دی پرسنالٹی آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, and his uniqueness, his exclusivity, his unparalleled qualities, subhanallah, right, his attributes are incomparable to anyone else. There have been books written on it, on this subject, right, Al-Khasaisul Kubra, and yes, many other books that have been written on this subject, subhanallah, where the khassa and the exclusivity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is discussed. And exclusivity in Arabic, we call it khassa, Sayyidi. What do we mean when we say the exclusivity and the uniqueness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
Actually, so what we mean by this term khassa is that which is found in someone or found in something, but not in anything else, or not in someone else. It is only for that one person alone, for that one individual alone. And in this case, you know, it is none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, tujhe yak ne yak banaya, Allahu Akbar. Jaise mere sarkar hain, aisa nahi koi. Allah Almighty has bestowed the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with such numerous excellences and distinctions, by means of which he is distinguished and unique in comparison to others. And they are, alhamdulillah, of all the unique qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one is that on the day of judgment, except for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the blood relations and connections to one's in-laws will be severed for all the other people. Subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, thus when the trumpet will be blown, there will therefore neither be any relationship amongst them that day, nor are they to ask about one another. Saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this regard is that kullu sababin wa nasabin munqati'un yawm al-qiyamah illa sababi wa nasabi fa innaha mawsulatun fi dunya wal akhirah.
Subhanallah.
Every relation and every lineage will be severed on the day of judgment, but my relationship and lineage will remain intact because it is connected in the world and in the hereafter.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. In order to attain the blessings of this saying and to establish familial relations with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu married Sayyida Umm Kulthum binti Ali al-Murtada radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And mashallah, the Imam of Ahlu Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman, he states that on the Day of Judgment, every lineage and relationship will be severed. No one will ask as to whose son or grandson so-and-so is. But the pure lineage of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam and having relations with him is such a strong connection that will never be severed, Allah, even on the Day of Judgment. Allah. Subhanallah. So, Sayyidi, this is the uniqueness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that all the other connections will be broken.
Right.
Lineage will be broken. It will not continue, actually.
Right.
It would discontinue after this world. It would not continue into the next world, except for the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And that too, Murasab, you know, the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that which is also unique on its own. You know, the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is continuing from his beloved daughter Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Normally, it is the son, you know, that carries on the lineage forward. But here in this case, the uniqueness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such that his lineage got carried on by through his beloved daughter Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Let's inshallah azza wa jal at this occasion listen to some nasiha with regards to the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to listen to this nasiha. Our viewers out there, you should also listen to this nasiha, because the more we learn about the blessed personality and the noble personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more we can inculcate the love for him in our hearts. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Those aspiring for success often turn to experts in their domain for insights and mentorship. For instance, individuals aiming to enhance their public speaking might study renowned orators, while writers often draw inspiration from esteemed authors. Similarly, in the Quran, Allah Almighty offers a clear and principled framework for Muslims on leading a religious life. The Quran also introduces an exemplary role model to emulate for achieving success in the truest sense. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, لَقَدْ كِيَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُصْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Translation comes to Iman, indeed, for you following the Messenger of Allah is best. Obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and following his example in every aspect of life, in matters of religion and the world, is essential. Without this, it's impossible to obey Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. That whosoever has obeyed the Messenger, he has indeed obeyed Allah. Similarly, if the practical example of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is disregarded, it's impossible to worship and fulfill the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla. For example, Allah Azza wa Jalla ordains, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. And keep salah, meaning the obligatory prayer established. Allah Azza wa Jal has provided directives in the Quran, but the specifics on executing these commands are not always explicitly detailed in the Holy Quran. The manner and the timings of Salah, for example, are explained through the life and practices of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli," pray as you see me praying. In another place, Allah Azza wa Jal says, "Walillahi 'ala an-nasi hajjul bayt," meaning in performing hajj of this house for the sake of Allah is an obligation upon the people. The precise rites of hajj and the conditions can only be learned from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he himself has said, "Khudhu 'anni manasikakum," learn the rites of hajj from me. From the verses mentioned, it becomes clear that for guidance in all facets of life, it's imperative to turn to the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What would the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam do? How did he interact with the companions alayhim ridwan? What was he like with his pure wife and his blessed family? Regardless of whether a matter pertains to religious principles or worldly affairs, we should consistently look at the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wasallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal enable us to get educated regarding the rulings of Sharia, and may He enable us to follow the seerah and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wasallam. آمين بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم سبحان الله سبحان الله may Allah سبحانه وتعالى enable us and give us tawfiq to learn more about the noble personality of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم after listening to this nasiha. Let's inshallah Azza wa Jal continue where we left off before the nasiha. We learned that the relationship and the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not be severed on the Day of Judgment. And in this regard, there is another beautiful Madani pearl that the offspring of the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are considered his offspring. Allahu Akbar, meaning his lineage, the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam began from his daughter. One's offspring is usually attributed to one's father, but it is the exclusive trait of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the offspring of his daughters, in particular that of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, is attributed towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself has said, كل بني آدم ينتمون إلى عصبة إلا ولد فاطمة فأنا وليهم وأنا عصبتهم. Translation is that all humans are attributed to their paternal grandfather except for the offspring of Sayyida Fatima رضي الله تعالى عنها, as I am their guardian and protector. Subhanallah. A person's lineage normally originates from his sons or paternal grandsons. Right. But as for the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his blessed lineage originated from his two maternal grandsons, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. And there are many narrations in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma as his own sons. He said in relation to Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, "Ibni hadha sayyidun," that this son of mine is chief. Subhanallah. In another narration, it was stated, "Hadhani ibnaya," meaning these two, meaning Imam Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, are my sons. Subhanallah. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi rahimahullah, he says that it should be kept in mind that it is the exclusive trait of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha that her offspring is the lineage of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam originated from them. So in essence, Imam Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma are from the lineage of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as the source of the lineage, because usually the lineage originates from the father and not the mother.
Subhanallah.
Allah, subhanallah. Therefore, Sayyidi Ala beautifully says,
Teri nasle paak mein hai bacha bacha noor ka, تیری نسل پاک میں ہے بچہ بچہ نور کا، تو ہے عین نور تیرا سب گھرانہ نور کا، صبح طیبہ میں ہوئی بٹتا ہے باڑا نور کا۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ سبحان اللہ، this was the nisbat, the connection and the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that it will not be severed neither in this world nor in the hereafter. Subhanallah. And there are so many blessings and uniqueness that are attached to the noble personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Sayyidi Alaa says regarding this uniqueness that sare ucho se ucha سمجھیے جسے، سارے اونچوں سے اونچا سمجھے جسے، ہے اس اونچے سے اونچا ہمارا نبی۔ اینڈ سیدی، دس فٹس سو پرفیکٹلی ان اے میٹافوریکل سینس دیٹ ہی از دا موسٹ ہائی ان دا کریشن آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی، بٹ فزیکلی ایز ویل، دو ہی وازن ویری ٹال، رائٹ، بٹ وین ایور ہی وڈ واک ہی وڈ اپیئر ٹو بی دا ٹالسٹ، میننگ دا ہائیسٹ آف دیم آل، اینڈ دیٹ واز دا یونیکنیس آف دا بیلوڈ مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، وچ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ہیڈ بیسٹاؤڈ اپان ہم۔
یو نو مناسب، ان دس ریگارڈ اٹ از مینشن دیٹ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم واز آف میڈیم ہائٹ، رائٹ، اینڈ ڈسپائٹ دس، وین ایور نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وڈ واک الانگ سائڈ این انڈیویجول ہو وڈ بی ٹالر، نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وڈ اسٹل سیم ٹو بی ٹالر دین دیٹ انڈیویجول۔ سبحان اللہ۔ اینڈ سیدہ عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہا، شی سیز دیٹ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم واز نائدر ویری ٹال نو شارٹ۔ When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would walk alone, he seemed to be of medium stature. Allah. And if there was a tall individual walking alongside Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would seem to be taller than him. And she says that sometimes there would be two tall individuals who would walk with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and even in this case Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be taller than both of them. Then when they both would depart, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would appear to be of medium height. Subhanallah. You know, this is in itself a miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the father of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahimahullah, Hazrat Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahimahullah, he says that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand or when he would walk, despite his height being perfectly moderate, it would appear to be taller than everyone.
Allah.
And when he would grace his seat, his noble head would appear to be higher than the rest of the gathering.
Subhanallah.
And this is also a very beautiful point here, in which Allama Maulana Abdul Mustafa Azmi rahimahullah, he mentions that the ashab, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are in agreement that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was of medium height, but it is his miraculous brilliance that this, that despite being of medium height, when he stood amongst thousands of people, his noble head would appear to be higher than everyone else. Subhanallah. This was, you know, such a beautiful miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahu Akbar. Truly, there was none like the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there can never be anyone like him. Allahu Akbar. A leading scholar.
Ji.
Of Sharia, Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says regarding the prohibition of calling the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by his name. We all call each other by the names, right?
Right.
But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it prohibited to call the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like how we call each other. Meaning he is
unlike anyone of us. Therefore, he shouldn't be called like anyone of us. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like the fact that the Sahaba would call him by his name. And it is mentioned in Bukhari Shariat that when a person calls upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he should not mention his blessed name because it's not permissible. It's prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead, he should call upon him mentioning these words, Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Rasul Allah, Ya Habib Allah, subhanallah. Previous ummahs, they used to call their prophets by their names. They would call their prophets by their names. What they said was also quoted in the Holy Quran. And here, just for example, they called Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam by his name. And the Quran documents it.
Right.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى. The children of Israel, meaning Bani Israel, they said, O Musa. And this is mentioned in Surah Al-Araf. In another surah of the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, it is mentioned that people would call Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam by his name. And Quran documents it in this manner. إِذْ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ يَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمْ. That when the disciples said, O Isa, son of Maryam. And this is mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'idah. But the command for the Muslim Ummah was different. Allah Almighty has given this command to the Ummah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. لَا تَجْعَلُوا دُعَاءَ الرَّسُولِ بَيْنَكُمْ كَدُعَاءِ بَعْضِكُمْ بَعْضًا. O people, do not make the calling of the messenger among yourselves just like one calls the other amongst yourselves. Subhanallah. And this is mentioned in Surah An-Nur. Commenting of this verse, Hazrat Allama Maulana Ahmad bin Sawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he states that when calling upon the greatest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one should not mention the blessed name, meaning, for example, calling him Ya Muhammad.
Right.
Instead, one should call upon him with respect, reverence, honor, and veneration by mentioning the words such as Ya Rasulullah, Ya Rasul Rabbil Alameen, Ya Imam Al Mursaleen, Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Khatam Al Nabiyeen. Subhanallah. These are the alternatives that we have been given to call upon the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us love and respect and the tawfiq to honor the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow his sunnah, follow his command, and truly and sincerely be his ummah, act like his ummah, and inshallah azza wa jal, by the shafaat of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his ummah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we enter Jannah by the shafaat of the beloved Ameen. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahi al-Nabiyyil Ameen. Until next time, Jazakallah Sayyidi
Ameen
for partaking in the program. And mashallah, it's been a pleasure.
Likewise, Masa.
Being with you once again. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, in the coming episodes, we hope that we can have you in the studio.
Inshallah.
And in your company, we'll continue with this beautiful silsila, Dimensions of Islamic Life. And I hope our viewers also out there, they stick to us. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we can strengthen this bond going forward. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.